Balls. Okay. What about the noise a cow makes at feeding time?
Moo, I guess.
Okay. And the noise that a horse makes?
Neigh.
Okay. If you have some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you say you had to go out and feed the
stock.
Okay. What about if you had hens and turkeys and geese and so forth?
And the poultry.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a
chicken hen.
Okay. And the place where you keep the chickens?
A coop.
Okay, is that
a high house and a coop.
Okay, a coop is a small.
Small. Well, the smallest. Usually for baby chicks.
Okay, when you're eating chicken, the bone that they have shaped like this that you can pull apart.
Call it a pulley bone. That's the common name for it, and a wishbone.
Were there any stories about that? Like if you,
all this superstition, you pull the bone, and I don't recall who got the short one would be shortchanged and something. Have bad luck or something of that type. Or maybe it was the other way around. Anyway, I've seen people pulling the bone to make wishes and for good luck. I don't know which end was supposed to be the lucky one.
Okay, do you have a name for the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, the liver and heart and gizzard? You call that chicken?
No, I'm not sure.
What about inside part of a pig or a calf? See if
that something is chitlins. Is that what it's kind of?
Yeah. Or okay. What about liver and lights or half foot or pluck or something?
I don't know what that's called.
Okay, if it was time to feed the stock and do chores, you say it was
feeding time.
Okay. And now, could you tell me, how do you call cows to get them to come in from the pasture?
Sit cow.
Go ahead and do the call.
Sit cow, sit cow.
Okay, and to make them stand still while you're milking them.
Oh.
Okay. And how do you call a calf?
A calf?
Yeah.
I guess I never called a calf.
Okay, what about what do you say to a horse or mule to make them go left?
Aw.
Okay. And right?
Gee.
Okay. And how do you call horses to get them in on your pasture?
Now we just always called our horses the name. Come here, John. Come on, John.
Okay.
Come here, Jim. Whatever his name was.
Okay, what do you say to a horse to get him to go?
Get up.
Okay. And to get him to stop.
Whoa.
Okay. Is there any difference if you're already, like if he's standing still? You tell them get up, or if you're already going and you want them to go faster, they're the same word?
Yes. If you use the word, but usually it's some motion of your body, your foot or the reins, makes them go forward faster.
Okay. And what if you want to stop the horse?